tell you my story is very, very troubling to me. It's because we speak about open housing, Val Phillips, Orville Pitts, the Pitts, but nobody really says where all this here came from. It had to have a foundation, all of this. We worked for Val Phillips day and night for months to put her where she is, where she got started. The NAACP youth councils, commandos, we did this day in and day out. And really what bothered me is when, right now, is when February, Black History Month, rolls around, you can't hear a whimper about the NAACP and the youth council and the commandos that we went through and what we did. I can remember, I see a lot of people is not old enough, but I can remember when Black people didn't live north of North Avenue. And we know that wasn't right. Even if you could afford it to live north of North Avenue, the white man did not have to sell you his land, did rich you in his apartment because the color of your skin or the way you acted or whatever. I remember all those days. And it had to start somewhere. This was not right. Open housing had to come. Open housing, fair housing, it had to start somewhere. So then that's where the youth council came in at. When we went back, we had to start deciding what to do. And to make a long story short, I got to kind of pieces them up to give you just to get y'all the ideas. When we did get to rolling, there's a couple of pictures I passed around. I was gonna pass around and show people, but you probably won't find me on there, but I'm right on the front line. But these are just one of the marches. I marched for 3 years to the South Side for open houses because the South Side here was the most vulnerable of not mixing racial discrimination living together. They was the most vulnerable, so this is where we had to work. And at that time, in those days, the South Side was covered. It wasn't Latinos and stuff. Now it was Polish people. And they was naturally haters of Black people, if people know from way back. This is not my home, but I seen a need of something need to be done when I got here. I moved here in 1959. The good Lord spares me. I'll be 75 years old this coming June. And I have walked to the north side, and I look and see all the beautiful houses up and down the streets of Brown Deer and places like that. And people look out the window, oh, I wonder what he's walking up and down the street for. But I'm gathering at one time. I remember when you couldn't live out here. You couldn't live all out here. And I played a big part, just not only me, we, as commandos and youth councils, played a big part on you living out here. But they'll look at you like you are just a pile of nothing. You know what I'm saying? That hurts. That hurts me right here to know what I went through. Got my head beat for 3 years marching. Snow, rain, nothing stopped us because it had to be done. And there was a reason for all of this, you know? There was a reason for all of this, and it worked. If I would ask that young man right there, hey, do you ever believe that there was a time that you couldn't live where you wanted to here, even if you could afford it? He would probably say yeah, but experience, he would say no, because he's not old enough. It was designed to, for your kids, my kids, and my kids' kids, that they would never know that they couldn't live wherever they wanted to in Milwaukee. I was at the table, I think it was 68, I mean, it brings my memory, my head is so cluttered with stuff, I can't remember just everything, but I remember this. I was there in Washington, D.C., when the Vice President of the United States, Hubert F. Humphrey, signed that bill. I was sitting right at the table. We traveled, setting up, there's a lot of places that people wanted to be, they wanted to be like us, so they would come and try to get our ideas. We was nonviolent, unless we was pursued where we had to protect ourselves and the marchers. We took training. We didn't carry weapons, you know, like a lot of the other organizations did. But we can't win with no weapons. We ain't got no weapons. We ain't got no tanks, airplanes, you know, half tracks. We got to go to the man that's got them to win that. That's a revolution, and you can't win that. You know what I'm saying? You can't win that at all. So anytime I get to tell my story and tell my feelings and tell about these fellow friends of mine that was there, young man back there, he was right there with us. To tell it, I have to. Sometimes I get full and fill up because it was so tense. And when you're not getting recognized as something, but people go through February and they talk about who made it and who made this here, but they never come back down to the root of the problem. If you got a problem, you got to want it fixed, you got to go back to the root where it started at, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if they know that these people just popped up, but they had a lot of things behind them. The youth council here in this town had a lot of pull with the black community. If we supported a candidate for politics, the town was behind us, the community was behind us because we made good choices. I was Bobby Kennedy. I was his bodyguard when he was here, when he campaigned for him. Marlo Thomas, she campaigned for him. I was her bodyguard. But they had their own private security. But when they come to the black community, that was our job. They was there, but it was our job to look out and get them back to where they're supposed to be while they're in the black community. This is the kind of organization we were. This is the kind of support we had. If they had to get to a speaking engagement, we seen that they got back there and got back to their hotels where they had their own security, which they had their own security all the time. But this was our role. Strong, powerful, and determined that nothing was going to stop us from getting open housing because it was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do. Open housing, there shouldn't have been any discrimination on account of I can live up there. We lost families. We lost friends died, got killed. Nobody knew what happened, but it didn't stop us. It did not stop us until we got it done. And we did get it done. And I'm so glad and so proud of what I've done, you know? Even if I'm not recognized, I'm recognized here. And I'm recognized in heaven for doing something that I knew was right and what it should be in my lifetime. I figure my life works worth something, you know what I'm saying? And I pray hard to the Lord above because without him, I couldn't do anything. None of us can. But with him, we can do everything. So keep us in mind. Keep all the commandos. Keep all of the youth council and in mind when you say your prayers at night. They are the ones. They the one got this thing right. We made a difference. We did make a difference. And thank y'all for listening to this short story, but it goes way, way back a lot further, okay? Mm-hmm. Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.